For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister is warning there are more explosives and militants out there after Easter's suicide bombings. They killed at least 321 people and wounded 500. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said the assailants had foreign help.
All that we knew earlier was that there were foreign links and that this could not have been done just locally. There has been training given and a coordination which we are not seeing.
The purported leader of an Islamic extremist group blamed for the Easter attacks began posting videos online 3 years ago calling for non-Muslims to be eliminated. A little-known group carried out six large, nearly simultaneous suicide bombings striking churches and hotels on Sunday. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the Sri Lanka attack but offered no evidence. The Sri Lankan defense minister said the attacks were carried out in retaliation for the massacre at two New Zealand mosques last month. He did not provide evidence for that claim. House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler has subpoenaed former White House counsel Don McGahn. Special counsel Robert Mueller's report says McGahn refused to follow President Trump's June 2017 order to tell the Justice Department that Mueller had conflicts of interest and should be removed. Nadler was one of six powerful committee leaders making their case on a conference call with other House Democrats late yesterday that they are effectively investigating Trump-related matters ranging from potential obstruction to his personal and business taxes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged Democrats to focus on fact-finding rather than the prospect of any impeachment proceedings after the damning details of Mueller's report. California Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, though, for the first time has said Congress should take steps toward impeaching President Trump.
I think we have very good reason to believe that there is an investigation that has been conducted which has produced evidence that tells us that this president and his administration engaged in obstruction of justice. I believe Congress should take the steps towards impeachment.
Harris made her remarks during a town hall event on CNN. She said she's also a realist and doesn't think the Senate would vote to remove Trump, but Harris said the process should still get underway, and she thinks it will. Harris joins Democratic presidential rivals Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, who previously called for impeachment. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments over the Trump administration's plan to ask about citizenship on the 2020 census. The question could have a significant effect on how many seats states have in the House of Representatives and their share of federal dollars over the next 10 years. Three federal courts have blocked the Commerce Department from adding the citizenship question. Those courts have ruled that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross violated federal law in the way he went about trying to include the question for the first time since 1950. The courts found that millions of Latinos who tend to vote for Democrats and immigrants would go uncounted. The Supreme Court is hearing the case on a tight time frame, even though no federal appeals court has yet to weigh in. A decision is expected by late June, just in time to print census forms for the April 2020 population count. Global oil prices are climbing in the wake of the Trump administration's move to impose sanctions on countries that continue to buy Iranian oil. Analysts said prices could keep heading higher. The Trump administration announced the sanctions last year after unilaterally pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal. But some countries got temporary waivers that allowed them to import Iranian oil. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said those waivers will expire May 2nd.
Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
Pompeo said the U.S. is counting on ally Saudi Arabia to ensure sufficient oil supplies. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 6.3 earthquake has hit the central Philippines a day after a 6.1 quake hit the country's north. A supermarket collapsed in yesterday's powerful quake. The death toll from that quake stands at 11, with more people missing. No report on deaths or injuries in today's quake. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.